Om Shanti. Good morning. Dear brothers and sisters, it's my privilege today to introduce B.K. Sheila Chawla. So we sweetly call her Sister Sheilu. So she is a senior Raja Yoga teacher, broadcaster, trainer, interpreter, and an inspiring orator based in the headquarters here in Panda Bhavan in Brahma Kumari's World Spiritual University. With over 6 decades of dedicated spiritual service, Sister Sheilu has touched and transformed countless lives through her profound insights on spirituality, meditation, and value-based living. Since the mid-70s, she has been a pioneer in establishing various centers, meditation centers across India, nurturing seekers across India, Africa, Mauritius, and more than 70 countries worldwide. Her clarity of thought, depth of wisdom, and warmth of the heart make her teachings both practical and deeply inspiring. So please join me warmly welcoming Sister Sheilu.
Greetings of peace to all of you. And in the Brahma Kumaris, we say Om Shanti. So please, you can repeat after me, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. We say it 3 times because Om means the self. I am a soul. And my nature is peace. Then I am a soul and my eternal home is the peace, world of peace. And my Supreme Father, the Supreme Being, is the ocean of peace. That's why we said it 3 times. So welcome to Pandav Bhavan, the original headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris. And as you can see, that this is the place where Brahma Baba, the founder of this organization, lived here. And we say that in Pandav Bhavan, there are 4 pilgrimage places of Brahma Baba, the founder. One is his room. You went to his room. That's where Brahma Baba lived. And you can feel the powerful spiritual vibrations in that room, and immediately you can become bodiless, detached from the body, because that was what Brahma Baba practiced, becoming bodiless. I am a soul different from this body. Just as I have put on these clothes, so too this body is like my costume, which the soul has put on. And this world is a very big stage, and we are all actors playing our different roles on this world stage, and this is a costume which we have put on to play our roles. And someone may be playing the role of a mother, someone may be playing the role of a father, someone may be playing the role of a brother or sister or friend, whatever. But all these are different roles. But our true identity is that we are all souls. And as we are all souls, children of one Almighty, we are all brothers and sisters. So that's our spiritual connection with each other. And that is why in Bharat, in India, we all say that, we call it as Vasudeva Kutumbakam. The world is one family of God. So one family of God, and therefore all brothers and sisters. And Brahma Baba, the founder of this organization, he became the medium of that Supreme Being to impart the spiritual knowledge to all, that you are all souls and children of one Supreme Being. So this becomes like a family. So we say that you have come to your own home. So welcome to all of you to your own home. You can clap for yourselves. Yes. So it's not merely an institution. It's God's home, your home. And Brahma Baba has welcomed all of you with open arms to your own home. So you went to Baba's room and you must have felt those powerful vibrations there. And then you also went to Baba's hut. We call it Baba's hut, where Brahma Baba used to sit during the day and meet individuals. In his room, he would meet in groups. Very small room. His bed was also there, and it was like a bedroom, sitting room, all in one. So simple he was. But this was like his sitting room, where he would meet individuals. And we call it Baba's hut. During Baba's time, this hut was very simple. In Mount Abu, we have many palm trees, many, many palm trees here. Mount Abu is known for its palm trees. And in summer, you know, there used to be lots of fresh leaves, palm leaves, and Baba used to get the hut made from those palm leaves, and it used to be very cool inside, very cool. Outside it could be a little warm, but inside very cool. And Baba used to meet there, and children used to write letters to Baba, and Baba would reply letters in sitting in that room. You must have seen the photograph of Brahma Baba writing a letter, replying to the children. And not that he replied only to elderly people, but even to little children. Because it was my fortune that I met Brahma Baba in 1961, actually. At that time, I was only 13 years old. I came in this organization at the age of 12 in 1960. And in 1961, I came to Mount Abu to meet Baba. And here I felt that I could felt Brahma Baba to be like my father. I saw him as my father. I lost my bodily father when I was very little, very young. I never saw my father because he died in an accident and I was just born only a few days. So I never met my father. But I felt in my father in Brahma Baba. And when I came here, I loved this place so much. And I told Baba, I don't want to go because I'm from Mumbai. I said, Baba, I don't want to go to Mumbai. I want to live here. But Baba said, you have to study. And I was studying in an English medium school in Mumbai, a convent school. And Baba told me, become more clever in English. and Baba will send you abroad. Baba will send you in foreign countries. So that blessing which Baba gave me came true. And I think I have been to nearly all the countries from where you have come. I've been to Sri Lanka, Malaysia, and so many other countries, also to Kuwait, Bahrain, and Abu Dhabi, also all UAE, many countries. From wherever you are, I've been to those countries, over 75 countries. And I felt at home there too. So I can see so many souls from those countries who have been pulled to Bharat, because this is the fatherland of all. And so I wrote, and when I was studying, I came to Mount Abu and I said, Baba, I don't want to go to Mumbai. Mumbai is Maya there, a lot of Maya there. And Baba told me, no, you study first and then Baba will call you. So whatever Baba said, it came true, and I started living in Madhuban, in Pandav Bhavan, from 1976. I was studying, and when I reached my inter science, at that it was in 1967, I finished 2 years of college and I had to decide what to do next. So my family wanted me to go for medicine, study medicine. But I wrote a letter to Baba, Baba, what should I do? I was just 18 at that time. And Baba wrote to me, child, Baba wants you to become a world server and become a spiritual doctor. Serve the world, serve the souls of the world. So I did not study further, and I dedicated my life. And how Baba sent me to so many countries where I gave this knowledge. So I feel very grateful to all of you also, because how you have come here, worked so hard to come here, spared so much time from your busy schedule to come to India and to come to Mount Abu. So you saw Baba's hut, that also a very, very peaceful place. And we write letters, you know, we write letter to Baba, and there's a box there, letters to Baba, and then you can put your letter, whatever is in your heart, in your mind, anything you want to say to God, you write in a letter and put it in that box. That's what we do. Even any wish, we write to Baba, and then really it's a miracle. We feel that Baba has given me the answer. The answer is felt. You know, it's very interesting. It's a very big experience. So that's what you saw in Baba's hut. And then you went to the history hall. That's the third pilgrimage place of Brahma Baba. That was the place where Baba used to sit on the seat and give sermons, what we say, versions of the Supreme Father through Brahma Baba, our spiritual father. So we say that all the, we speak about murlis or vanis or godly versions. So he used to speak from that seat. So that's also a very, very special place. We haven't changed the seat that where Brahma Baba used to sit. And he used to sit so upright with his, you know, legs folded. At the age, till the age of 93, and he left his body at the age of 93, but till the end, he used to sit upright. His back never bent. He did not carry a stick. He never wore glasses. So that was the great power in him. So Baba used to speak the godly versions from there. And these versions we send to all our centers. When you become regular students there, then you hear these versions. So that place is a place where we sit and connect ourselves with the Supreme Being as our teacher. And as a teacher, how he's teaching us. He's still teaching us. And we are godly students. In the hut, we feel like Baba is our friend. And we can say whatever is in our heart to our friend. And with our friend, we can be very open. In Baba's room, is the feeling of Baba as our mother and father. So like how a child gets so much love from the mother and father, so too we experience that love of God as if I'm getting love from my true mother and father. And then, so mother, father, and we are the children. Here in hut is we like friends. In the history hall, we are students. And God is our teacher. So a supreme teacher is teaching us. That's what we feel. And then you went to the Tower of Peace. That is the fourth pilgrimage place. This is a place where at the age of 93, Brahma Baba left the body. And this is a place where the body was cremated. So that place is also very, very holy, a lot of sanctity there. And we can feel the vibrations that how Brahma Baba became angelic. He served so much that he gave his bones in service. And he became an angel. And how we get the vibrations of Brahma Baba as an angel there. And all the godly versions with that Supreme Being, the point of light, spoke through him. They are written on the Tower of Peace. There are four towers there. Tower of Peace, Tower of Knowledge, Tower of Might, and Tower of Purity. And all these four qualities are so connected. And Baba used to say that you have to become a tower just like there's a lighthouse. A lighthouse gives light all around. So you too have to become a tower of peace and spread the vibrations of peace in the world. And it's very, very beautiful quotations are written on the marble slabs, and one of them is very lovely. It is that Supreme Shiva, the Supreme Being, is the father of all souls, and he comes in Bharat. Bharat is the birthplace of the Supreme Being, and therefore the whole world will come here one day. Baba used to say that. Baba used to say that there will be a queue from Mount Abu to Abu Road, and souls from all over the world will come here and pay homage to the founding father, the father of humanity, whom we call Adam or Adam, the first human being who became instrumental in imparting God's versions to the world. So the knowledge given here is for souls of the whole world, because all our children are one Supreme Being. And that Supreme Father has come to impart spiritual knowledge to his children, to make them aware that renounce this body consciousness and become soul conscious. Because this body consciousness is the root cause of all evil in the world. lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, hatred, prejudice, all these are evils, are vices, and they have brought sorrow in this world. So the root cause is body consciousness, and all actions committed under the influence of body consciousness, they become sinful actions. And sinful actions means, as you sow, so shall you reap. If you sow an action, accordingly you will reap the fruit of that action. So as you sow, so shall you reap. If you give sorrow to someone, you will reap sorrow. If you give happiness to someone, you will get happiness. So whatever you want to get for yourself, give that to others first. Do unto others what you expect others to do unto you. So if you want happiness from others, you'll have to give happiness first. If you want love from others, then you have to give love. If you want peace from others, then you have to share peace with all. So this is what we know, call as karma philosophy. You would learn more about it in the retreat. But that's how Baba used to tell us and teach us the knowledge of the Self, the Supreme, and also the philosophy of karma, and also the cycle, what is the present, what was the past, and what will be in the future. And we say that that Supreme Being imparts us the third eye of wisdom. What to do, what not to do. What is good, what is bad. What is vice, what is virtue. Because we sometimes don't really know what to do and what not to do. We get so confused. But then when we are connected to that Supreme Being, the intellect becomes clear. And we are able to not only discriminate, but we are also able to decide what is right and what is wrong. Because mind is like a naughty horse, no doubt. But then there's the intellect above the mind, which is the deciding factor, your inner voice. That inner voice from the soul is always guiding you. And as it is guiding you, it tells you what to do and what not to do. And that's why it is said, think before you act. But some people who are in body conscious state, they will act without thinking. And they don't realize that whatever they did was not right. And this is why now God is saying, be soul conscious. Be conscious of that Supreme Being. Connect with Him. Become powerful. So we say Tower of Peace. And for that, Tower of Knowledge. Tower of Knowledge. And then Tower of Might. Tower of Might, where you become powerful. And then... Then you become powerful, and that all that then leads to purity. Purity in thoughts, purity in words, purity in actions. And when there is purity in all three, then there is purity in life. And it is that purity in life which leads to peace and happiness. Without purity in life, peace and happiness cannot be experienced. So that is the essence of this knowledge which is taught here. So now, Sister our senior sister Shashiben is here.
Om Shanti. Welcome to the original spiritual place of this is institution. The name of this spiritual place is called Pandav Bhavan. And you have seen through 2-3 places. The speciality of this place is that the founder of this institution did lot of meditation, and he used to sit hours and hours in meditation to spread the spiritual vibration in the whole world. And he used to say, before preaching, we have to make ourselves self-powerful. And he taught the lesson how to become self-empowerment and self-empowered. And not only he, but other seniors like Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakash Mani. Some of you must have seen Dadi Janki and have met some senior sisters like Suresh Didi, Mohini Didi and Jayanti Didi. They all did a lot of meditation here. Though this place is very, very simple, but it is full of spiritual light and energy. He said, because this spiritual message will reach in the whole world. And he sowed the seeds of spirituality in this land. During the founder's time, this place was very small. And he used to tell that this message will reach in the whole world. And at that time, I did not understand how this message will reach in the whole world. Because at that time, we had very, very few centers in India. And we could not understand how the centers will be open in foreign countries. And now we see his words became true. It came into reality. He said, every soul needs spirituality, power, peace. And we always think this is the task which founder has did, and we are the only instrument to help in this task of transformation. And you also got a good fortune to come to this place to get more and more power and get the experience of light. So I'm not taking more time. Welcome to this place. And next time you are also most welcome to come to this place and get more and more experiences. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you so much, Shilu Ben and Shashi Ben, for coming. And as you know, we met Shashi Benji yesterday in Peace Park. Actually, she is the joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University at the moment. And also she is the officer in charge of this place, Panda Bhavan, where we are. And actually, on a personal note, I would like to say that, you know, I remember in 1989 when I first came, I was a child. So actually, these two sisters, the senior sisters, they make you feel home. Actually, I remember I was very young and Shilu Ben would come each time. Are you okay? Are you fine? So it's like, you know, I was the only one who came along with the group, like as a young. So I remember, like, she was assuring, and you know, that is the role which they play, where they make everyone homely, feel belonged. And in those days it was only just this campus, so later on other campuses came in. So it's been, so they've been playing a very important role in giving that feeling of family and feeling of belongingness to each one of you. And now we will have the toli, the sweet, and the blessing from both the sisters. So you can come to take toli from Shashi Benji and blessing card from Shilu Benji.